Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This segment, I want to talk about something that's happened already and something that probably is going to happen. Basically, I'm talking about three letters. I want to talk about three different letters that are either have been or are going to be sent to small businesses just like yours, especially if you are a business-to-business small business. Your business model is serving larger companies, not necessarily retail so much. The first letter was born in 1950 when the quality ideas of an American, Edwards Deming. You've heard me talk about Edwards Deming. He was the godfather of quality for the globe, basically. And we talked about quality on the show before. Leslie Kossoff was his last assistant. Well, Edwards Deming reversed the made in Japan metaphor for cheap, being the metaphor for cheap, to quality. You know, prior to Edwards Deming tried to sell his quality ideas to American industry, and they wouldn't accept it. They wouldn't take it. They basically sent him packing. Well, he packed up and went to Japan. And he exposed his ideas to the Japanese, and they embraced him. They implied his ideas on quality to their manufacturing. And around about the 1980s, after American industry had lost competitiveness to Japan, the American industries, especially the automobile industry, started focusing on the quality. They started working on the ISO, International Standards of Organization, and the Six Sigma quality certification processes. And those were adopted in around the mid to late 80s and early 90s, and made in America return to prominence, right? Exactly, that's what happened. And so by 1990, now when as big businesses kind of got their in-house quality act together, they realized that they needed a similar commitment from integrated vendors. About the same time, companies were really focusing more on outsourcing and integrating vendors into their business than having doing everything in-house. They were basically getting rid of certain divisions in the company and bringing in vendors to serve those. Outsourcing really began in around the late 80s and 90s, is the way it is today. And so they realized, these big companies realized, that if they were going to integrate these companies, these smaller vendors into their business, those vendors needed to have a quality process, or otherwise the two groups couldn't really work together. And that's when small business owners started getting letters from customers. I was there. I saw those letters. They started getting letters from their big business customers requesting evidence of their quality process. What are you doing? How are you? What steps are you taking to fit in, to dovetail in with our operation? Either that or no new contracts. That was the first letter. The second letter, the seed for that letter was planted by computer programmers in the 1960s. This is when they, in order to conserve valuable, precious, actually, very expensive data storage, program date codes were written with six digits. For example, 121565, six digits, meant December 15th, 1965. They didn't realize that they'd created the Y2K ticking time bomb. Around 1995, experts started worrying that the ticking clock, I should say, when it struck midnight, January 1, 2000, zillions of lines of date-sensitive computer calculations would fail by going back a century to 1900 instead of forward to 2000. As a result, codes of millions of programs had to be fixed. So by 1998, small business owners started getting letters from their larger customers requesting evidence of their Y2K compliance. Folks, I got these. I got a letter. I got some of these letters myself back in 1998. People that I was doing business with, and I saw these from other people. They wanted me to tell them, have you upgraded? What have you done? Because we don't want to rely on you after 2000, after 1999, if your computers are going to crash. That's how, people were worried about that. And if you couldn't demonstrate to them that you were that you were in compliance with Y2K, then you got no new contracts. So those are the first two letters. The third letter was born in the middle of the 20th century. That's when we started realizing that the solution to pollution was not dilution. Since then, our industrial environmental stewardship has evolved from not polluting to what's called sustainability today. Sustainability is a big deal. Sustainability means doing more with less, including making waste useful, especially water. Not only is it the right thing to do, but businesses are also learning that sustainability can also be profitable and good for public relations. That's another important thing they've learned. Well, here's kind of the good news. That letter hasn't been sent yet. The sustainability letter hasn't been sent out yet, but it's coming. In my opinion, within the next 5 years, maybe tomorrow, maybe not any others, not for 5 years, you're going to start hearing from your big customers about their sustainability plan, and they want to hear about your sustainability plan. They're going to send you a letter saying, what are you doing about sustainability? It's important to us, and so therefore it should be important to our customers, to our vendors. So like the quality letter and the Y2K letters, your first motivation to talk to them about sustainability will be to keep a customer. So start thinking about the resources your business uses, including energy, consumables, waste products, especially water. Establish programs for recycling, reusing, etc., and document your execution so when you get that first sustainability letter, you won't look like a deer in the headlights and you won't lose a customer or maybe lots of customers. Sustainability, folks, write this on a rock. Sustainability is good business, it's good public relations, and it's good karma. I'm Jim Blasingame. 20 after, right back after these messages. I got a little more to say, and then we'll talk with Sam Norwood in the second half of the hour. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.